and Mick Price is joining us from Caulfield. We thank him for his time. Morning to you, Mick.
Morning, Andrew. How are you going?
Very well. I know you're right in the middle of a media call, so I thank you for taking our call. It appears, just listening to you and talking to you in the last few weeks, that Flying Artie's just had an ideal preparation to hopefully win the Lightning tomorrow.
He has. It's been a pleasure to train in this prep. You know, he came in at the right time, he's done the right work. He's had one trial, but it wasn't an official trial, and had a day out when the two lads went to Sandown. He worked with Extreme Choice, so it's pretty good work. You know, the two horses are good horses and working with each other. So it was a fairly solid gallop, and the time was like a split out there. So that was a couple of days out. But they've done plenty of galloping here, and we always get good grass here at Caulfield. So I can't really fault him. He's had a good prep. It's just a matter of whether, I suppose, which horse runs the Dynamite last 200 or 300 metres in that race, you know.
He got back in the Coolmore, but you probably don't want to get that far back in a race like this. It is so competitive.
I think with Fatnar drawn 11, Star Turn drawn 2, Heatherly drawn 3. You know, there should be enough. I know they sit up and they sit up in those races down the straight a bit, but they're still they fly the gates and. He should be on the second or third line there. I mean, you know, traffic applies in any race, doesn't it? But look, he's going really well, and hopefully he can just, you know, finish off strongly over 1,000 metres and win a Lightning.
Just with the straight races, a good point at Flemington. I don't know why it is, but the jockeys seem to. There's a leading group, there's a middle pack, and there's the ones that at the back that are got a hope for all sorts of luck in when they just sprint home.
Well, I think that's how the Lightning should work out, even though they bunch up a bit. I'm just hoping that there's not two, that they don't split.
Yeah.
It's just messy. You've got to be in the right race. You've got to be in the right part of it. You know, if the tempo on the outside is quicker than the one on the inside, there's two different races. And I just hope there's one bunch. I don't know. All that's up to Ollie in the first 50 metres, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I don't want to be negative either, but those inside barriers in straight races, the stats sort of tell us that they're not ideal either. So you just got to rely on Oliver, haven't you, to weave something. Yeah.
Oh, look, I don't think there's any doubt. He's not going to go to the fence. You know, he'll roll out into the middle. But, look, hopefully the race works out. It looks all right on paper. Horse is really good in himself. We've just got to give it a good hard bang home and... like I said, see if he can win the Lightning.
It's interesting with the three-year-olds. There's been so much discussion this week about how dominant they could be in this race. You read races really well, Mick. Do you sense that or not?
Well, I think with autumn three-year-olds, you know, they come into these races well, and if they're good horses, they can win. They can, you know, the old horses have been around for a while. They don't always run up to their best, and got vibrant, mature, young professional. Strong horses as three-year-olds rising four. So I think it makes sense. You know, we'll be having the same conversation with Extreme Choice in next week's Oakwood Plate.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking he's sort of 53.5, 54. He's in the same boat. You know, they've got to step up and be the older horses. But these two horses, because their value at stud is quite high, you've got to be careful taking a backward step on them. You know, you've got to front up and, run in the group ones and see if you can win them. I mean, he's Extreme Choice is winning. Moya was good. Flying Artie in against the older horses. I don't think he'll have any trouble with them. I think, he's a big, strong, forward, mature horse now. He's a better horse physically now than he was in the spring for sure. In the spring, he came off a long break. And was still very good. You know, he's a high-class colt, and hopefully he can just nab a Lightning on his way to stud.
Understand. I don't want to hold you up because I know you have other people around you, but is Duke of Brunswick the other outside best chance tomorrow for
you? Yeah, for sure. I've got one at Mooney Valley at 10 o'clock tonight. He should go good with Ollie on, the Invisible Heart. And Duke of Brunswick, it looks a nice race for him. He's probably got to have a bit of joy early and come across and have the run of the race. But he should run very well there. I'd say Duke of Brunswick and Flying Artie and Invincible Heart tonight, about me.
10 o'clock, race 8, number 10. Mate, we thank you for taking our call. Mick, good luck with it all.
Thanks, Andrew.
Good on you, mate. Mick Price there from Caulfield, where there's a media conference. So just going through it, Invincible Hearts tonight at Moonee Valley, race 8, number 6. And tomorrow at Flemington, Duke of Brunswick is race 2, number 3. And, of course, Flying Artie